it's a pleasure to, Satya's not here, he's had to go to Madurai, so I'm stepping in for him. It's a pleasure to introduce Dr. Sandhya Raghavan. I'm not going to introduce her, it's very dangerous to introduce a doctor. I mean, she knows what's wrong with all of us. She may not know what we do, but she certainly knows what's wrong with us. So, yes, let's hear
we
about the
start.
Virus and
yes.
Maybe also about the rumors that are spreading faster than the virus.
Yes. So, good evening everyone, I am audible, no? Yeah. So, today is February 14th, but I am not here to talk about Valentine's Day. We will discuss about this novel coronavirus, which is now named COVID-19. So, coronaviruses is a large family of viruses which cause respiratory illness. Ranging from common cold to respiratory failure. When you see them under microscope, electron microscope, you see these crown-like projections. That's why the name coronaviruses. Till now you must, by now you all have read everything available on net about coronavirus. So you know that there were previously two epidemics caused by coronavirus families. One was in 2002, it originated in China, which was named Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS. According to WHO statistics, 8,098 cases were reported and among them 774 deaths happened. It was transmitted from cats to human beings. And the period during which these deaths reported are November 2002 to July 2003. After a decade, in 2012, another epidemic happened, that is Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, which originated in Saudi Arabia. It was, we can say, little milder kind of version, because from April 2012 to November 2019, WHO statistics states that 2,494 cases were reported and 858 were the deaths. And now the third recent coronavirus attack. This virus has not been previously found in humans. That's what it was named, novel coronavirus. Now it is named as COVID-19. So the transmission was linked to a huge seafood and animal market in Wuhan, China. So, China is a very notorious place as these viruses are concerned. Till now, the total confirmed cases, according to WHO report, 46,997 only in China, and deaths 1,368. And from outside China, in about 24 countries, the total number of confirmed cases is 447, and only one death is reported, fortunately. So now, what about, and there are many other coronaviruses which are circulating in animals, but human beings are not yet infected. Nothing is definitively known about the epidemiology of coronaviruses. Epidemiology means the nature of illness, mode of transmission, incubation period, and the period of communicability. Period of communicability means the period during which the infected person can transmit the disease to others. So, coronaviruses, regarding this novel coronavirus, everything is under study. The Wuhan, as I mentioned, the transmission is linked to animal market in Wuhan. So, it suggests animal to human transmission. But also, the data says that there are increasing reports from new cases which without any history of previous exposure to animal market. So, person to person transmission is also, it is a strong possibility. And the spread is mainly through droplet infection, that is, when an infected person coughs or sneezes openly, in his saliva, the viruses are also expelled, and any person in close proximity can inhale those droplets and catch the infection. That is droplet infection. And second mode of transmission is close contact with infected person or the infected surfaces. It is not very clear how long the virus is viable on the surfaces, but it is estimated that it is at least viable for few hours. So when an infected person touches any surface or objects, he or she leaves some viruses on that surface. And when another person comes in contact with that object and touches his or her own eyes, nose or mouth, or eats with unclean hands, there are high chances that those viruses will be transferred into that human being and he or she may get infected. So these are the two modes of transmissions. So next is incubation period. Anybody knows? Okay, already I have displayed. The definition is the period between infection and appearance of symptoms. Person may get infected 10 days before, but he may not express any symptoms till like after 10 days. So that period is called incubation period. This new virus, WHO has estimated this incubation period to be 14 days, and that's why the isolation or quarantine is advised for contact of all confirmed cases for 14 days. People are followed up for 14 days to rule out any disease in those contacts. And this knowledge about incubation period or infectious period is very essential while implementing control and prevention measures. So as I said, this coronavirus with COVID-19, there is a possibility of infection during incubation period also, but majority of cases have been transmitted from symptomatic patients. But still, we can safely presume that incubation period is also dangerous. And I'm sorry. No.
Old corona.
Or maybe just this, what you call, anxiety virus. So, what about signs and symptoms? There are no specific signs or symptoms for coronavirus. All the symptoms are similar to many different viral diseases. So it is very difficult to identify the disease only based on symptoms. Lab test is required for confirmation. And the symptoms commonly, as you all know, which are same for all the infections, runny nose, fever, coughing, shortness of breath or breathlessness, breathing difficulties. And in severe cases, the symptoms depend on the system involved. It can be pneumonia, kidney failure, very severe respiratory distress, or death. And it is seen that elderly people, immunocompromised people, means people in whom the immunity is low, people with comorbid conditions, that is people with diabetes, heart disease, or asthma, or any lung disease, wherein the lungs are already weak, they tend to get more severe infections. Investigations and treatment. Again, there is no blood investigation which detects viral infection. Viral isolation is the only confirmatory test. And in highly suspicious cases, samples are sent to reference labs. In India, National Institute of Virology, Pune is the reference lab. The virus isolation is done by real-time PCR test, and it takes about 2 to 3 days time. There is no specific treatment available for viral illnesses, and neither any vaccine till now. It is under development. But as you all know, viruses, like vaccines against viruses, are also a little difficult to produce because they keep changing their antigens. And treatment is mainly symptomatic. And that is to relieve the symptoms. If you have fever, fever medicine will be given. If you have cough, cold, accordingly the medicines will be given. And treatment again is supportive also to prevent any complications and vital organ failure. And most important is this, antibiotics do not act against viruses. So people tend to take antibiotics over the counter. If doctor doesn't prescribe, they definitely go and self-medicate themselves with antibiotics, just because they think antibiotic works for everything, but they don't work against viruses. Now comes the prevention. Prevention is the most important aspect of disease management, and these preventive measures are targeted towards decreasing the spread of the disease so that the disease burden is reduced. And these preventive measures are not specific for coronavirus. They are general measures which will help to prevent many different diseases. So please follow them regularly and don't stop once the coronavirus threat is over. So first and foremost in this is hand washing. WHO and CDC, Center for Disease Control, they all recommend one particular technique for hand washing. So I have shown the pictures, I will show a video also. This hand washing or scrubbing should be for 20 seconds. And they say you sing happy birthday song twice, it is about 20 seconds time. So daily you can wish yourself happy birthday for many times. As many times you wash your hands, you can keep wishing yourself. Use this hand washing technique is like hand washing itself is a very important thing, but often ignored or neglected. To stress the importance of hand washing and create awareness globally, many like organizations like World Bank, UNICEF, CDC, Unilever, everyone came together and they promoted hand washing. Every year October 15th is celebrated as International Hand Washing Day. How many of you knew that? So now you know this, right? So we will not neglect this hand washing. Are haath kya dhona, chamach se to khana hai. But please wash your hands properly. Use soap or soap and water or alcohol based hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer, I would like to talk about little this. It should contain 60 to 95% alcohol, because low alcohol concentration does not kill the germs completely. But anytime washing hands with soap and water is better than the sanitizer use, just because the reasons given. It doesn't kill all type of organisms. Visibly dirty, greasy hands cannot be cleaned with sanitizer. Sanitizer may not remove a few pesticides and heavy metals, etc. And if you try to save and use lesser amount, it may not be useful. And also if we wipe our hands before drying, then also it may not be effective. And another important point where small children are involved is they may consume it because it has pleasant smell and the packaging is very attractive, and that can cause alcohol poisoning. So you have to be careful about that. As I said, there is one video about hand washing.
Getting sick and spreading germs to others. Dirty hands spread disease. This hand washing demonstration will show you how hand washing can get rid of germs and chemicals that get on our hands every day. This gel is like the germs and chemicals that we get from things we touch throughout the day, like our toys and pets. If we then rub our eyes, nose, or mouth, or pick up something to eat, the germs or chemicals can get into our bodies and make us sick. Studies have shown that people touch their eyes, nose, and mouth about 25 times every hour without even realizing it. To get rid of these germs and chemicals, CDC recommends you follow these easy steps every time you wash your hands. Wet, lather, scrub, rinse, and dry. We're going to show you the right way to do each step. First, wet your hands with clean running water. Turn off the tap and apply soap. Then, lather your hands by rubbing them together with the soap. Be sure to lather the backs of your hands, between your fingers, and under your nails. Scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds. If you don't have a clock nearby, keep scrubbing until you've sung the happy birthday song twice. Rinse your hands well under clean running water. Dry your hands using a clean towel, electric hand dryer, or air dry them. Washing your hands using the steps we just demonstrated is very important to get hands completely clean. Let's see how well we got rid of the germs and chemicals. Great. No more germs and chemicals. Why is this so important? Germs and chemicals from unwashed hands can get into our foods and drinks when they're being prepared or when we're eating or drinking them, which can make us sick. Also, germs and chemicals from unwashed hands can be transferred to other objects like cell phones, tabletops, or toys, and then transferred to other people's hands. That's why it's so important to wash your hands following these steps. Wet, lather, scrub, rinse, and dry so you can stay healthy and help keep those around you healthy. For more information, visit cdc.gov/handwashing.
So first one was hand washing. Second step in prevention is cover your mouth and nose while sneezing or coughing with either tissue or flexed elbow like this. Don't do this, you can do this. And discard the tissue immediately in a closed dustbin and wash hands again as advised. Avoid contact with people having symptoms of respiratory illness. So the Indian style of greeting is much safer than the Western style. And also the recommended social distance is 3 feet or 1 meter. But we can imagine in a city like Mumbai, practically we can't maintain that distance. So the first one, this one is very important. We don't follow, unfortunately, this. So we have to follow that precaution. Then if you are having symptoms, stay at home till recovery. Don't visit public places and you can use the mask. But all these measures to not to spread the disease to others, because using mask may not help you. It will help others not to get the infection. Food safety precaution, because uncooked or undercooked meat, raw meat can cause viral infection. So you have to use properly cooked food. Do not mix raw and cooked food. Avoid travel to affected area unless it is absolutely essential. Don't touch nose, eyes, mouth with unclean hands. Just now that video says we touch unconsciously 25 times in an hour. That is quite a lot of this thing. Then clean and disinfect the surfaces frequently touched. For example, this door handle. Many people come and go, they keep touching it. So if possible, we can clean it with a disinfectant solution. Here I would like to, because many people ask us whether we should use mask to protect ourselves. But it is not recommended. Actually, WHO recommends very rational use of masks to avoid misuse and unnecessary usage of this essential commodity. When you are using mask, you should know when to, like how to use it and how to dispose it. And mask use is beneficial only in combination with proper hand and respiratory hygiene. Just using the mask doesn't protect you from infection. And when can you use the mask? If you have respiratory symptoms, if you are caring for someone who is a suspected case of COVID-19, or if you are a healthcare worker working in affected area taking care of suspicious infectious patients. And again, when you are using the mask, before putting the mask, clean your hands with soap and water or alcohol-based sanitizer. The mask should be such that it should cover your nose and mouth completely without leaving any gap between the face and mask. And when the mask is damp, you should immediately replace it with a new one, discard that mask and wash your hands again. Don't touch the front portion of the mask, and if you do touch, then wash your hands again. So the use of mask involves so many hand washing, and that is the proper technique, and disposal should also be proper, otherwise you may land up spreading infective material here and there. So let us summarize again. Do not get panicked, or do not create panic. Do not travel to affected area. Do not self-medicate with antibiotics. In case of respiratory symptoms, seek medical help without delay and reveal any history of recent travel. Follow hand and respiratory hygiene practices as well as other recommended precautionary measures. And few things which nowadays WhatsApp is circulating, like take vitamin C, drink hot water or herbal tea, wearing, as I said, masks, regular nose rinsing, using antiseptic mouthwash, garlic or sesame oil, all these are not found to be useful, so they are not recommended. So this is all I have to tell. Now if you have any questions, or we can discuss it. Thank you. Yes.
Even if there is no proper symptom.
Yeah.
Then how do you say that people are infected?
No, one thing is, here if you have a history of travel to affected area, recent travel, and if you develop symptoms in that 14 days period or incubation period, no, then you are
symptom. That is the symptom is the cough, cold.
Yes.
Normal.
Normal means any viral infection, or for that matter bacterial infection, can also cause these symptoms. But when you develop these symptoms with history of recent travel to any affected region, then you are a suspicious patient. Then your sample will be sent for further confirmation, and you will be kept in isolation till the report comes.
Actually, yesterday the cases jumped.
Right? Yes, because that ship.
They have given up on testing individuals. The reason for the 50,000 jump yesterday is they've decided a lung picture now. If it matches that thing, they're going to decide this is corona. I mean, COVID. Earlier they used to send and do a PCR test on the blood to ensure that they match that particular virus. Now the numbers are so large they can't do it. So since yesterday there has been a jump. Today 60,000 something.
Today's statistics was not there when
60,000. It's there online. So it's
when I checked in WHO site, it was.
Because again, the source needs to be.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the Chinese thing which is monitored by.
Again, a question mark there.
Yeah, yeah. 64,447 as of now.
Okay.
That's because they have decided now. Even if the X-ray shows this, we are going to say this is potentially corona. There is nothing. Go ahead. You had your hand up. No. Okay.
The question is.
Yeah.
See, this hand sanitizer, so it's not removing the germ from the hand. Even if germs are dead or partially dead, they are still on hand. So is it useful at all? That in my
they will remove the germs. No?
See, hand sanitizer.
They will kill the germs. So no, no, they will kill the germs.
Kill the germs, but dead germs are still on hand.
So yeah, but killed germs are not harmful.
But it's kachara.
That is correct, but if you don't have soap and water, then you can use sanitizer. Something is better than nothing, because with live germs, if you eat food, that is even more dangerous, no? So better kill germs.
See, about this mask, you said you have to be used conservatively. When you are going to the public places, like you are commuting in the local terms or something, so what do you suggest?
No, we recommend the person who is suffering should use. Like one person is suffering and 10 people are not suffering, then instead of 10 people using the mask, the one person should use the mask. symptoms, symptomatic patients should use the mask.
Then patient is supposed, he is not taking care.
Then we should, no, it is always, see, whenever we commute or we go to public places, there may be some patients who are always having some contagious disease, like viral infection, which is the most common. But we don't always get infected because there is some, those few factors are there, like the viral infectiousness or the severity of that virus and your own immunity. If you are immune, then there are less chances. So you have to take chance. But we don't recommend regular use of mask.
Yeah, but then, increasing your immunity, I think vitamin C will help in that case. No?
It is not
because
proven.
You don't say, you should not use the vitamin C.
Yeah, this is particularly related to this coronavirus. But in general, when there is frequent colds and coughs, vitamin C is said to, like we advise to take vitamin C, but it is not proven advantage. We don't know how much dosage you have to take to improve the immunity. Sometimes it acts as placebo also. Yes. Scientifically, they have not shown to be helpful. So, not recommended by WHO and CDC, those guidelines which we follow in all these disease treatment. Hence, we don't recommend those. But people do take all these things, and if it doesn't harm, why not take?
But is there a possibility of harm at all?
I don't think. Herbal things generally don't cause harm. And vitamin C also, if taken only 500 milligram or 1000 milligram for that matter, it won't cause any harm. But proven benefits are not there, and so we don't recommend.
I just have a general question.
Yes.
This virus is a lifeless particle, and it affects only when it gets into the system, it produces the copies of it. What is meant by a virus when they are active for n number of days?
N number of
days.
Okay. No, on the surfaces, few hours. It's infectiousness. The when you come in contact with that, and you are like, if you swallow.
It's a lifeless particle. If it lies around there forever, it doesn't have any life anymore. So how does it? What does it? Does it disintegrate?
I don't know.
Yeah, it lies in the air, but when it comes across this water, it just flows.
Its activity is.
If the seed can be there, it can be there forever. And not today, maybe 1 month later, if the virus particle is there, if I touch it, it gets into my system, I will get affected.
No, it gets destroyed, no?
Virus can enter your cells in a particular lifespan. So as he was asking, how long does the virus stay viable for? The virus can stay viable for a certain amount of time. So for measles, for example, it is about 18 hours. So if you sneeze, if you have measles, if you sneeze and if you leave the room for 18 hours and somebody comes back in 18 hours later, they will get, they have a probability of getting measles. But this differs from virus to virus. So some viruses don't stay alive. I mean, you can't say the word stay alive that long, but they don't
active.
Exist
active
that long enough to be able to infect other people.
During that period, like
I don't know this, but I would speculate that it would be the glycoprotein interactions between the virus glycoproteins and the cellular glycoproteins. So if that is destroyed, if the glycoproteins are destroyed, then they will not be able to enter your cell.
See, I can give you example of rabipur virus. We say that rabipur is such a fragile, for example, even HIV virus, it's such a fragile virus, just plain hand wash. And the whole point of our session today is impact or stress on hand wash. The rabies vaccine, such a what you say, dangerous vaccine, just a plain soap and water first aid gives that the person will not get rabies. It gets destroyed then and there. Even if it falls on the surface, the question after cleaning, if it stays on the surface, will I get infected? No, you will not. Because hand wash is the best precaution or prevention for that infectious disease.
Go
SARS came back in 2003 and it was not even, you know, it was in circulation till 2009 or something like that. Is that similar thing expected here? And
sorry,
we know that you know, these things anyway disappear by summer. And Wuhan is actually pretty warm in the summer.
I don't think I understood the question. Are you asking, is the SARS still active?
No, SARS was, I mean, it was active till 2009. And
yeah.
And there are not reported cases after that. So, this new virus is also supposed to be seasonal in that the flu is seasonal, for example.
Seasonal, we can't say. As I, it is, now it is coming. So, it may last for few months. It is always some period will be there after which people develop immunity or some preventive measures are developed through which the disease subsides. The intensity of it or the prevalence of it goes down and then we forget about that. And we, when the new virus attacks, we again get panicked. So SARS is a, this coronavirus is also genetically similar to SARS virus. So there may be few cases again and again infected with SARS virus also. Similar thing will happen to this. But it is not known how long it will stay active. It is, always depends on the preventive measures you take to curtail the spread of the disease.
Okay. Questions?
So only thing is maintain personal hygiene, hand washing, respiratory and cough etiquettes. These two are more important or most important measures to be taken so that we can prevent infecting others, whether it is coronavirus or non-coronavirus. These two things are very important, and report to or consult medical people whenever you have some problem.
So there will be no harm in buying Chinese products.
Chinese products won't carry viruses.
No. Actually, your question is about the courier which we receive from China and the
chair. No harm in buying the products because... No, the reason being, as we don't know how long it stays active on that part. No, anything, soap or hand wash, no? So, which contains 60% and above alcohol. Not soap. Soap anything. Soap and water, yeah. Soap anything. Hand wash. That sanitizer.
The soap which I manufacture, I have a company. You can very well use that.
Okay, use your favorite soap.
So, how long will it take before a vaccine is developed?
We can't say that. It is always.
I mean, typical. I mean, for about this sort of new virus? I mean, what's the history of
this? No, once the complete knowledge about its virulence, all the infective potential to infect people and its antigenic structure, everything is known, then only vaccines can be created. So it takes a long time.
It takes 1 month to create the vaccine and 2 years for approval.
Yes. Because you have to test about its effects and adverse effects.
Sort of curious, for the Ebola outbreak, I mean, has there been any vaccine in the market yet?
As far as I know, there is no.
Yeah, when this becomes life-threatening,
like when it affects any of your systems, either lungs, kidneys, when it affects and it the viral multiplication happens and the symptoms develop wherein there is no treatment, no specific treatment. So when it affects your vital organs, it becomes complicated. No, the spread is mainly through, as I said, air and surface contact and close contact with people having the disease. In water, it is not known how long it survives, so water doesn't transmit that. Drinking or using that water will not transmit that.
So, this is
also some speculative, like this. Now is know that 10,000 or some number died.
1,368.
Okay. So now if you take the history of this many years, like when the new virus come, so that how much of the maximum damage it has been in past? This kind of scenario.
In viral, this thing you are asking?
I'm just saying that what is the maximum impact can happen on us?
No, that cannot be said. I don't recall. Do you remember anything?
We have to see for the epidemiological data.
Yeah, that's
the same thing. But the other topic was the coronavirus, to be very specific. So,
I don't know specifically, but all these, these things will cause death in short period, but there are many other diseases, like chronic diseases, which cause more deaths than these things. So those diseases which we stress, diabetes, hypertension, so those are more harmful than this some months epidemic. Yeah. So those are more. Maybe cholera caused or plague, I don't know the numbers, but previously cholera epidemic was there, plague epidemic was there. I don't have the numbers.
Flu case, normal flu killed 8,500 people in January. We didn't worry about that.
Now we are most worried about diabetes.
You
had
a question?
Yeah. So I have a slightly biological question. You said that it has a lot of respiratory symptoms like coughing and sneezing and all of that, and then it affects your lungs also in severe cases. But then why does it affect the kidneys? All of a sudden, why the kidneys?
It may spread through blood. Lungs have blood vessels and all those things, no? The alveoli and these things. So if you, it is blood, through blood. It spreads through blood to kidneys.
Okay. No more questions. Let's thank Dr. Sandhya again. Go and wash your hands.
Yes. So I would like to thank Satyaji, Arnab and Asset.
As a TIM first speaker.